Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. We hear from St. Paul, as we just did a moment ago, from the second chapter of 2 Corinthians, where Paul is reflecting on a member of a congregation who probably had sinned against Paul, maybe going back to an event from 1 Corinthians that he reports about. And the congregation saw his sin and continued to discipline him because of his own sin. At this point, this man is deep in sorrow, perhaps a bit frustrated under the discipline in which the congregation has placed him, no doubt with a repentive heart. As we hear perhaps in the psalm which he sung earlier, "O Lord, do not rebuke me," he may cry out, "in your anger, or discipline me in your wrath. Be merciful to me, Lord, for I am faint. O Lord, heal me, for my bones are in agony. My soul is in anguish. How long, O Lord, how long? Turn, O Lord, and deliver me. Save me because of your unfailing love." In the name of Jesus. So how many of you in this chapel here have secret sins? Secret sins that no one knows about. Sins in which you wrestle with in your own personal life. Sins, if they became public, you'd probably be disgraced or humiliated or a bit embarrassed. In many ways, we all wrestle with certain sins. These sins may be with us even to our grave. Things in which we wrestle with in this life. Things that we're tempted with. And if you feel that you have no private sins, perhaps you are ignorant and don't recognize your failure to understand the very nature of the sin within your own life. Sins do not like to be exposed. Sins do not like a public arena where they are to be examined. No, sin usually likes to remain hidden, unexposed within the private place, behind all excuses, behind our own justification of our own selves and the things in which we do. There are those things which the devil likes as we protect our little private sins within our own life, even those in which we care not to give too much attention to. The strange thing about sins is that there really isn't any such thing as a private sin that are kept in secret. Sins that are own, sins that are just mine. No, sin is not something that simply is about you. Sin is very much a very public thing. Sin is an act against a communion, a community. Sins is an act against your communion with God, and thus your communion with one another. Sin is this not just some immoral action apart of your own, or some bad habit in which you need to overcome, but is that very thing that separates us from the very life which comes down for us from heaven above in the person of Jesus Christ. That Christ, that very body that unites us as one and one life and one hope and one and with one eternity. Our Lord says that even if you lust after a woman, you commit adultery. That is, even if you look at a woman with your own eyes and no one else notices, you commit adultery against someone else. That sin is not simply about you. It is about living in community with one another. It is living in union with one another. Even when Christ took upon the sins of the whole world, it wasn't some private thing. He was crucified in public. He was crucified as he took upon the sins of the world in front of many. When we wrestle with our own sins, this is why the church also offers private confession to your pastor. Hopefully your church offers such things. We have confession tonight and private confession tomorrow morning. But why do we go to the pastor for private confession? Because he represents a very public office. You, in a very private way, are confessing publicly of your own sins. That you may be certain that your forgiveness of sins is given to you, that you're part of the greater community of all believers, that you're united once again with God, and those sins, of course, that trouble you. It is not necessary to go to the pastor for all sins, of course. But this is where he represents the very publicness of the church and the public life of the church. So you go to the pastor. In public, your sin, if your sin becomes very public amongst the people, your sin becomes a product of entertainment to some people, of scorn, of humiliation. Your sin becomes a threat to the weaker brother, and many other factors that will confuse the issue of your own sin. In many cases, it is hard for you to amend your own life when your sin becomes very public and public view of all the people within the church. When, for some, a manifest public sin leads to trying to justify yourself, defend yourself, instead of appealing to the justification in Christ, we try to justify our own self. In the reading today, Paul identifies as someone within the community who has committed a sin. It was a public sin. It was a sin in which the congregation recognized the danger of this one man and the sin in which he lives. Paul encourages the congregation to meet this man who is very sorrowful in sin in love and in mercy and forgiveness in this regard. For the part of the repentant sinner that comes to the people, to the church, is one of reconciliation to the community, the one of forgiveness, to join that child of God back into the one body of Christ Jesus. The relationship in which we have in one another is not of our own making. I could love you one day and hate you the next day. But if I bring the love of Christ to you, it is about a certain love that will always be with you. It is a love of eternity, a love that is genuine and sure, not about my own making, but one of heaven. The people of Christ, the body of Christ, is united in this love of Christ, united in the body of Christ, that we may know of his own mercy and his own truth. One of Satan's devices or designs to cheat the believer out of this true forgiveness. The devil will try to divide the flock, namely his church, by any way he can. The church must be always reminded of God's mercy and his forgiveness and the love in which we share with one another, that we may always be able to welcome back the lost of those who come to repent of their own sins, to know that again, that once again, they are our brother, our sister in Christ Jesus. In the name of Jesus, amen. The peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.